All right, K-Dub, hey, talk to me about that Toronto so far for you.
Toronto's good, man. Just glad to have my wife here. We got a weekend away from the kids, so she's excited here, seeing a nice city. Unfortunately, it's raining outside.
Yeah.
You know, just try not to think about the night so much until it's nighttime. You know, we had good practices. We made very small suspension changes going into the night program here, and you know, been all over the board. So that's always a good thing. There's only room for five of us, and there's a lot of good guys out there.
Right. What do you think of this track? I like it. I think it's one of the best ones we've seen.
Well, I think it's, you know, I'm not a big fan of these a lot of switchbacks, especially the one with the sand right before the mechanics area. I think it's just a ball up. Good for a lot of sand down your pants.
Even though they put that hump in the inside, the hump
made it great. Yeah, it just made it so awesome. But you know, overall, I think it's a good track. You know, the big bikes are having a hard time navigating these switchbacks. A lot of tracks have had, you know, 45, 90, 45, all within a real short area. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a big old bike to do a lot of turning with. But by Canada standards, this track is amazing. I mean, normally they bring the dirt in, it's frozen, and it melts and turns into a mud race halfway through the night. But track's really good tonight.
What about the fact that the lanes kind of go in different directions? Does that jack you up at all?
Different,
you know what
directions.
I mean? Like if you're walking the triple, it actually kind
of
goes.
Oh, yeah. You know, like I'm not a big fan of, at Daytona, you know, they put 45s in. Well, normally in a 45 situation, we're going to all be able to hang a lot of speed around the inside, which is going to make the outside 18 feet of track worthless.
Yep. Yes.
So today I was like, man, what the hell is this? And my mechanic said, hey, you said you don't like 45s. These are 30s. They've taken them down to 30-degree corners. Uh-huh. But still, I think anytime you put anything more, anything less than 180 degrees, which I know a lot of fans are probably tired of seeing 180 degrees, but that is the best racing because you can run the fastest line and still get passed.
But the no berms hurts that.
No berms are horrible. Whoever decided if we're going to have no berms in super, if we're going to have no berms in supercross, we have got to come up with a netting system to bring back berms in supercross. I mean, it just doesn't. The two don't go hand in hand.
Last question: how's that table on before the finish? Sketchy, or
right? Yeah, you
look like the smoothest guy to do it.
Yeah, I mean it's not something that I could say is very enjoyable, but I don't feel like I'm about to, you know, crash every time I do it.
There's other guys that are.
Yeah, you know, it's gonna be. I'm gonna go ahead and say there's gonna be some carnage out there at some point tonight on various sections. That's one of them.
Yeah.
Track's pretty tricky. Lot of rocks. You know, wheel placement's really important. It's going to be a tricky race tonight.
All right. See you Monday at the Moto Show?
Yep.
All right. Thanks.
Keep your battery.